Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School District responds to PowerSchool data breach. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County School District shared details last week about the recent PowerSchool data breach that exposed personal information for 8,800 staff members and 39,000 students, both current and former. According to the Gillette News Record, the breach occurred on December 22nd when a hacker used a PowerSchool employee's credentials to access systems worldwide, including those in Campbell County. While students' Social Security numbers were not compromised, personal details such as names, addresses, and guardians' contact information were accessed. Additionally, three former employees and one current employee had their Social Security numbers exposed. Hackers also accessed alerts tied to students, which included medical conditions, family restrictions, and disciplinary status. District Educational Technology Director Brian Knox assured the public that PowerSchool is auditing its security measures and the district is enhancing its own safeguards. Knox emphasized that this is the first major security issue in the district's decades-long use of PowerSchool. The district is awaiting further state support. Minor injuries reported in crash involving Campbell County school bus. A Campbell County school bus was involved in a crash Friday morning when a 74-year-old driver in a 2018 Jeep failed to stop at a stop sign at 4J Road and 9th Street and collided with the bus, according to Police Sergeant Jeremiah Wagner. Both the Jeep driver and the bus driver were treated by EMS for minor injuries and released. Two students on the bus were also treated for minor injuries, though details about their ages or their injuries were not included in the police report. The 74-year-old driver was cited for failing to stop at a stop sign. No serious injuries were reported. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.